Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Dancing with the Stars cast is sparking controversy.
I think she's like, I'm tired of other people talking about me. It's time for me to tell my story.
Why Tyra Banks is on the defense. Plus, pay attention, Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore are dropping dating advice. And the voice coaches welcome Ariana to the team, but things got a little too hot to handle.
I think you and I were the ones who were covered the most through sweat.
Oh, my knees were on fire.
Yeah.
I minded my distance, but when I was close, I had some pretty
it was
hot,
hot
knees.
Hot knees.
Hot knees.
Hot knees.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to Daily Pop. Dancing with the Stars is just days away, and there's already blood on the dance floor. Ooh. Here to investigate it with me is Morgan Stewart McGraw and Erin Lynn Rhodes. Woo. And I'm here. Y'all are raising a, like, willy mammoth in here.
No. We are shivering little puppies.
I love that you complain and get a blanket up and complain about the air in here for 6 months.
Look, give me something.
6 months.
I don't have a man or a baby,
don't.
Okay? Give me a blanket.
He said yesterday he wants to hang out and doesn't want a man. But anyway.
Let's talk Dancing with the Stars controversy. It's igniting over whether or not Olivia Jade deserves to be a contestant. Ooh. She's a daughter of Lori Loughlin, and they've been wrapped up in this whole college admission scandal. Now, we just talked to host Tyra Banks, who said, give the girl a chance. Listen to this.
Olivia Jade, super brave. I think she's super brave to come out. I think she's like, I'm tired of other people talking about me. It's time for me to tell my story. And I'm going to do it on national television. And I'm going to do it with Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to be right there with her, helping her to tell her story. There's just so much.
You know, Tyra knows about controlling that narrative. Oh, Tyra also likes an underdog, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's right.
You look insane.
She's right. Like, okay, this girl, she's gone through it. Like, we've been talking about it. She has been crucified for all of the things that she and her parents and whoever advised them did. And, you know, I was a teenager. We were all teenagers once, and we didn't make the best decisions all the time, but we weren't on some crazy platform all the time. I mean, maybe you guys were. But,
no, not
but
at all. You're 100%
also,
right.
Also, she was influenced by adults. She didn't make these decisions by herself. So
her parents told her this was the thing to do because, again, they were advised to do that. And I think, and I said this 2.5 years ago when we were talking about this, this is starting to rival Khloé and Tristan with the amount of time we've spoken about it. But they're from a very affluent area in Los Angeles. And I think that that was a part of the culture where every family was like, we're going to get our kids into college and this is how you do it. Obviously, that way of life is not acceptable and doesn't work, and which is why the whole system came crashing down because you can't illegally get your kid into school. But I don't think that they were necessarily bad people. I think they made bad decisions. Lori has done her time. Massimo has done his time. Is he still in prison? Or is
no,
that,
he's out.
They've done their time. Like, let the girl, is how old? 22 years old?
Yeah.
Not even. Like, I just feel like at some point it's like, and I, you know, even going to when Tyra's like, you know, she needs to tell her side of the story. It's like, what's her side of the story? Her parents said, we're going to get you into USC. This is what you need to do. Do it. This, when you're 17 years old, 16, you listen to your parents.
100%. Yeah. And it's so funny to me that people are like, she shouldn't have made the list. And I'm like, to be honest, and I don't mean to be shady at all, we're talking about Dancing with the Stars here.
Yes.
Like, this is not the Time 100.
By the way,
she's not on a SpaceX capsule going into space as one of the four people.
It's...
like, nobody wants to do Dancing with the Stars. It's too much of a time commitment, and the show doesn't have its luster that it has.
Also, I've said this so many times. Dancing with the Stars is celebrity image rehab. The people that they take in are the people that have really effed up and need to have this comeback redemption story. So she's gonna get it by being on the show. Happy for her. Of course, everything that happened and went down, the white privilege was real. It was not right. But it's been a really long time since, and she's a young girl, and I've talked to her, and I've seen the innocence in her eyes and in her heart. And
yes.
She's sorry. We've all made mistakes.
But wait,
let me ask you this. Made it through all of this trauma.
But let me ask you this, because you've seen people make comebacks. I know that she has already made her comeback. Her YouTube channel has already done her thing. When I'm talking about comebacks, I'm talking, will this help Lori?
Okay, because I'm like, what is this comeback? I mean, I know she was a successful YouTuber, but
I'm talking about Lori.
This is not like Kelly Clarkson making a comeback. Okay. I think Lori did her time. We know Lori personally a little bit. She's always been super lovely. She made a bad decision. She went to prison. She did it. She did her time. It's like, you can't keep harboring people and putting them down. And, you know, people make mistakes. Every single person makes a mistake. She did her time. It's time to move on.
I'm actually surprised that Lori didn't do Dancing with the Stars before her daughter did.
I agree with that.
I thought Lori was going to do it. All of the Full House cast members have done Dancing with the Stars. Lori is on her way to Canada to do another Lifetime.
No, Hallmark, boo.
Hallmark,
she's working.
Whatever.
Good
she's
for her.
Booked.
She should
she's
be.
She's busy, and she got that Target money.
And she's got an expedited visa to go to Canada. So she's going to be great.
She's bomb.
Again, I agree. Just let her dance through her journey.
Let her through. It. Cameron Diaz just came through with some clutch dating advice. Cameron was on the Drew Barrymore show, and here's what she told co-host Ross about dating term. A dating term.
There's a new trend in dating we have to talk about. In Sal Reports, it's called hardballing.
Ooh, ouch.
And this is the definition of it, okay? So don't get so crazy, okay? And it's when you treat your dating life like you're running a Fortune 500 company.
I have a girlfriend who kept saying, these guys keep leaving me. They keep leaving me. I go, well, what are the first dates like? She says, well, I ask them if they want kids. I'm like, girl, what are you doing on date one? You don't ask if you want kids. You ask if you like pizza or the color blue.
So she was a natural hardballer from the beginning because she's like, this is what I want. Are you in? No. So she shouldn't be looking at it that they're leaving her. She should be going, you know what? You don't add up to me. You're not at my place. But that's okay.
When I heard hardballing, I was like, yeah, I've tried that for sure. I would try anything once.
Tell us about your hardballing that you do on the first date.
It's like cracking something on the face.
I just was like, it's so funny because hardballing means running your life like a Fortune 500 company, your dating life. Honey, my dating life is like a club in a pandemic. It's shut down, doors are closed, no one's coming in there.
But as soon as you get that second shot, it's woo!
Come right on in. Do you guys run first dates like job interviews, or are you more flexible? I already know what you're going to say.
The last time I was on a first, I can't even remember. I mean, I guess it wasn't that long ago.
Into your flirty self, Morgan.
Yeah, right. She's still there. I don't. I'm very casual. The first date, I'm definitely, but if a relationship persists and we're getting serious and this person doesn't want the same things that align with what I want, then I don't mess around.
Good for you.
Why should I? It's all of these girls that stay in these relationships. We've been together for 5 years and he's gonna propose soon. Bitch, the joke is on you. It should not take him five. I mean, unless you're starting at 19 and he's in med school and there's obviously different circumstances, but if you've been together for a long time and you just keep no, it's gonna be this, you gotta put your foot down and you gotta get the.
Right?
Yeah, because there's something more serious holding them back if it's been that many years and they're not trying to get to that next level. Like, I don't think the first date needs to be the job interview, the kids, the marriage, all of those things. Like, me personally, I'm water. I keep it fun, keep it casual, but I try to get a sense of your character and your values somewhere in that casual conversation.
Of course.
But are you the girl who keeps it too casual because you wanna be the guy, the girl who every guy wants to hang out with? And then you get stuck in that whole thing?
No, obviously, I don't think so. I don't think you're that person. Obviously, you're engaged and having a baby. I just think you also have self-worth and serious and self-respect, and like you have a career of your own. I think all of those things play into how you behave on a date. Like when you know you're somebody that has something to offer, you don't need to like, it also depends on where you are in life.
I was just gonna say that because there were times where I would try and keep it casual for a really long time. Friend, maybe I can date you. Maybe we'll get serious if we're together long enough. But then something just clicks. Like all of a sudden you're at the stage in your life and you're like, I am looking for something serious. I do wanna see if this could be my partner. And you'll know by the second or third date.
I agree with you. Aaron and I are so, it's just those hormones.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
They are just creating a lineage thing. We are on the
same. I am feeling it. Can we just, get a dude
what,
in just, here?
What about you? Let's be very serious for a second. When you approach your first date.
I used to be the hardballer on a first date, wanted to know your life goals, wanted to know this, wanted to know that. I now go for the free meal and drinks. And I want you to have a good time so you can invite me again for the free meal and drinks. And if we make it past the third or fourth date, which I normally don't because I'm normally like, I don't want to waste anybody's time, then I go to the serious questions. But for me, dating is like practice for like when the real thing comes about.
Okay, but when you're doing the whole I'm doing it for the free meal and drinks thing, aren't you scared of them investing too much and falling for you and then you have to be the dick who's like, I'm sorry.
Well, that's why you don't go past three
dates. I would never lead anybody on, and I normally, my normal pivot out of that is, oh, hey, I have the perfect friend for you. And let me hook you up with a friend of mine who I know that you're gonna get along with better.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it normally works out. I mean, they at least bump ugly, so they're happy with me. Like, shit, you just have to give me three ribeyes. You're good.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not ghosting because the ghost culture right now is so...
Is it? Are you hearing a lot about that?
Oh my God, my single friends, I pray for them at night. Because
it's crazy.
It's crazy. They will go on two, maybe three dates, and then never hear from these people again. What is wrong with you people? Just have the decency.
What is the decency? If you go on three dates and you're not interested, it's still very casual. Do you need to send a text and say, hey, I really enjoyed the three dates, but I don't think future?
Like,
but is it ghosting or is it just, I don't want to go out with you anymore?
It's, hey, how are you? You know, hope we can hang out again. Nothing.
Yeah. Is that what's happening?
That's the ghost.
Hey, are you good? Everything okay?
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, people are very weird when it comes to ghosting. Like, I feel like people, there's no sense of accountability. And there's no sense of anybody else's feelings. So if I could send you a text that just said, yo, I'm just not feeling like I'm 100% right now and I'm not dating, I will take that, you know, even if you really wanted to say, your breath stunk and I wasn't really feeling you.
Right.
Say something. You gotta say something.
Wow. Something that says, I'm just not gonna call you back.
Right.
All right, no ghosting.
All right, you guys, coming up, Ariana Grande is bringing some serious heat to The Voice, but is she being a diva on set? Blake Shelton is telling all next. Whoever makes his blanket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You don't approve of me, do you?
Disapproval is a luxury I can't afford.
Oh, gets in the way, right? Don't like your emotions getting to you? Never mix business with pleasure.
That's right.
Will you grab that jacket for me, the red one, please?
I'm here to keep you alive, not help you shop.
Damn! That's when I fell in love with him.
He's very, very hot. It's Kevin Costner forever. Cowboy hat, Giorgio Armani suit, whatever. Any setting.
Hot, you guys. Hot. Well, if you love The Bodyguard, well, now it's getting a remake and fans are divided. Are you here for a Bodyguard remake?
No. You can't remake an iconic, legendary film like this. I mean, it grossed over $400 million in the worldwide box office. It was the best-selling soundtrack of all time. We got hits from Whitney Houston. What, we don't need another?
Okay. It's Whitney.
Okay, let me tell you.
And if somebody
something.
Tries to sing that song again,
no.
Oh. I don't want to hear. Don't do it. Everyone's trying to do it all the time. Don't do it.
Well, people have been throwing out like Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth and Channing Tatum and Cardi B.
No.
They have all been blown out of proportion said that they should star in this whole thing.
No.
I think if someone does The Bodyguard, I think that the person should not sing any of the old songs. I think Rachel Maron should be an actress or a reality star or something else. And I think the way in to the old movie is Kevin Costner is now the, I thought about this, mentor of the new bodyguard.
Or the owner of the bodyguard company.
And then he tells the new bodyguard, when I was your age, I had this woman named Rachel Maron. And then
flashbacks.
They, like, oh, we fell in love, blah, 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 blah. She's no longer with us. Don't get involved too closely with your client. Cut to the new bodyguard and the new girl fall in love and
When did you come up with all of this morning?
Oh, when I was in a pandemic alone.
Yeah. No, okay.
So basically, it's like what they did with Cobra Kai and the Karate Kid.
Yes.
They had all the flashbacks of Karate Kid. They had all the old actors, originals. No, not here for it.
I'm so there with her. I just don't. I mean, also at the time, like, I think we're also looking at these stars that you just mentioned, their current stars, so we can't imagine them to fill like the iconic roles of Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. But then at the time, Whitney and Kevin were the relevant stars of the time and weren't icons yet.
Yeah.
But you knew they would be. I don't know. I just think you can't touch that one. Whitney's not a touchable place.
Like, yeah, if you could watch this film over and over any year, any time of day, there's no need for a new one.
And I'm going to listen to the soundtrack on the way home now.
Uh-huh.
I love when that inspires my music choices. Yeah.
I feel like that with Ghost. Like, if anybody tried to redo Ghost,
Don't put it in the universe.
You know they're already trying to cast for that one.
Whoopi needs to be in it if they do that. But I don't even think, who's going to rock that haircut like Demi? No one.
I don't know.
God, with the one tear and like the quivering lip all the time.
Ooh, with a penny.
And Patrick.
CGI
don't
Patrick in.
Do it. Do not do it to us. Just be creative and create something new.
It's very hard. New content is hard, Aaron. That's why nothing's working.
Can I get a close-up?
We don't have the rights to the song. We don't have the rights to the song.
By the way, they're
now
literally.
We have to pay.
We're all going to have to give 50 cents.
Great, that's your paycheck right there.
Tom,
that's
come on.
The producers are like,
come on.
Rebecca's like, get us out.
I wish Kevin Costner would come tackle my ass.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the new season of The Voice? Ariana Grande sure is. We talked to her and the other coaches about hot music and hot knees.
I thought you would come in like a big diva entrance or something.
No, that's so too much.
Okay.
No, I'm just here. Coming to work.
Okay.
It's just been exciting to be like so moved in the moment that you turn your chair and maybe you went into it thinking, oh, I know what kind of voices I'm gonna turn for. And then someone's performance completely surprises you and you're like, wow.
Ariana is fitting right in with the rest of the coaches.
Yeah, the new coach has to sing us a little song around the campfire.
Oh my God, that's so awkward. I couldn't possibly.
When I work in Hollywood, I expect things to be Hollywood-ish, but we actually had a real fire that we were sitting around, and it was hotter than hell. My knees were on fire.
Yeah, I minded my distance, but when I was close, I had some pretty hot knees.
Hot knees.
Hot knees.
Hot knees.
And as always, there's a hot debate over who will be this year's champ.
Hey, did you happen to see how last season ended?
Oh, I did.
Okay, yeah.
But that's why I'm here.
Hey! You know what? I honestly think my team is really solid, and I have a lot of winners possibly on my team. It's just the gravitational pull of the one on the end is so upsetting. So, I don't know.
You mean you feel that towards me?
Right now? I was actually built with something that reflects. Luckily.
Bottom line is America votes.
Win again. Really? Like,
America votes.
But
America decides. So,
yes.
you pick who you love, you know? Pick the singer that you think deserves to win.
Yes.
I'm rooting for Ari. I think
yes.
She might win.
Season 21 of The Voice premieres Monday on NBC. And
I don't know who's paying for this.
We are. They're going to call us. And be like,
Dolly, come and get her money.
We are
right? And shout out to Dolly Parton for writing
shout
that song and recording that song first.
You guys, coming up next, we got a sneak peek of the luxury swag bags the stars will get this weekend at the Emmys.
Oh, my God.
Don't go anywhere.
Rebecca, people have changed the channel.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It is good to be a presenter at the Emmys because they will get the chance to visit the official giving suite curated by Karen Wood and her Backstage Creations team. Karen's here to give us a sneak peek at some of this year's luxury items. Yay! Karen, just so you know, I had Kevin Costner on my mind if you hadn't seen from the last
commercial
break.
Karen, I'm about to eat all these, so get two of your parts, Justin.
It's your eighth year doing this. Let's start with self-care because I am a huge self-care advocate.
Yeah, well, we've got, well, first of all, during the pandemic, of course, we have to have the masks. Mm-hmm. So we have handmade masks from Italy, and you can see it over there on the head.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It actually has antimicrobial technology on it,
Virulock.
Yeah, it's called Never Go Alone, and they have all kinds of sanitation products as well, but the mask we thought we have to have for the celebrities.
Is it reusable?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
He's about to touch it all, so just so he can have it after the show.
Yes.
That's what's happening.
We also have the Nu Skin. It gives you that energizing facial. So it's the Age Lock Lumi Spa. So it's something you can do at home just to look nice and fresh during award show season.
Dying over this.
And then the Agni, I really love this. This is actually for women, and it's about sort of when you're missing the micronutrients and vitamins. Everybody takes supplements, but they've actually put the supplements into food because it's more bioavailable in food.
Oh.
So you get the cookies, you get the teas, the spices, you can cook with it. So it's just a great way to get your supplements.
Oh, this is amazing. Why has no one ever thought about that?
I know.
I feel it's like I've been needing that
brilliant.
My entire pregnancy.
Right?
So that's why I was looking at you. It's
Can
like you need to. Yes.
This is great. What is this?
I love this. This is Imperia, and it's a African American line of fragrance. And
wow.
So basically, she's sort of gone to her African heritage, and the scents are based on the notes.
Whoa.
From her childhood.
This is, you are going to die when you try this.
Luxury.
This is luxury.
The whole studio smells amazing.
Oh my gosh.
It's really crazy.
Okay, speaking of luxury, can we get to some of the big ticket items? We're talking travel. I see Four Seasons here and all of these beautiful images. Tell us about
it. No, the Four Seasons, Nevis. Just Four Seasons.
And if you think of Nevis, it's the birthplace of Hamilton. And how many Emmy nominations has Hamilton had this year? So this is the perfect. Four Seasons Nevis is just gorgeous. And, of course, everything Four Seasons is always top, top. We have Espacio, which is the jewel of Waikiki.
Ooh.
It's 9 floors with 9 suites. So every suite has its own floor, own balcony with a jacuzzi overlooking the ocean, and its own elevator going up to it. And then Bocas Folly, this is my favorite. I love Bocas del Toro. It's in Panama. They actually took the resort, they created it in Bali, dissembled it, put it on a ship, reassembled it in Bali, and you have these beautiful over-the-water bungalows, but you feel like you're in Bali.
You know, it's so crazy that people go to these gifting suites and sometimes they don't even use half the products.
Yeah.
Which celebrity was like, I will take all 6 trips in this bag?
And can they take all the trips?
Yeah. They're available for any presenter that wants to go on all 3 trips.
Well, with that being said, I'm on my way to vacation right now.
You will love these chocolates. It's Petrova, and her name is Betty Petrova. She's Bulgarian, emigrated to the United States, lives in Boston, worked in restaurants during the pandemic, got laid off. What did she do? She started making recipes in her kitchen, and she started her own business from her home during the pandemic.
Can you get a close-up on these chocolates? These are gorgeous. Do they taste as good as they look?
Oh, my God. They melt in your mouth. Am I allowed to get one of these?
Oh, my God.
Okay, but back to the celebs. We got to know, Karen. Name drop. Who's getting in the gift and suite? Who's excited for these things? Who have you, like, worked with?
You know, I would say we're super excited. Taraji P. Henson is coming back, and she is always the life of the party when she comes back to our suite. She pulls everyone in, so it's Angela Bassett and Viola Davis and all these people just hanging around having a good time. You want to be a little fly on the wall, kind of to listen to, you know, all the gossip.
Oh, that's so fun! I'm keeping it all!
Oh, my God. I'll take one of everything, especially this perfume.
Give me my chocolate.
Absolutely
back.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
If there's any leftovers.
I'm going to leave the Prospero tequila, that's Rita Ora's line. We'll leave that for you and the chocolates, and you can just have yourselves a party here.
And leave the Four Seasons as well. We've got TV's biggest night covered all weekend long on Saturday. Join us for a special Emmys edition of Daily Pop at 11:30 a.m. Then on Sunday, the Emmys are on CBS at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we will have your coverage all day long here on E! Starting at 4:30. Coming up, any excuse for a margarita? Amber Ruffin is here joining us live. We are celebrating her Emmy nomination. Plus, Kristen Bell tells us what she does that her kids just does not approve of. We'll be right back. Oh my God, these chocolates are amazing.
What the Wait. Is happening? What are you dressed as, Amber Ruffin?
I'm just the white Amber Ruffin.
She is so rich, she has a white version of herself. Please welcome to the show the Emmy-nominated Amber Ruffin, everybody. You know what? A lot of people like to say, you know, Viola is the black Meryl Streep. There's never been the other way around, ever.
But by the way, I'm upset that that job wasn't offered to me because I could do that job too. I'm available.
Fantastic. We're still taking applications.
Okay.
Wait, are you drinking a margarita?
Look, I do my research. I had to come through because I want to celebrate you. You are nominated for an Emmy. And I heard that if you win, you're gonna do a bit for your acceptance speech. Have you figured it out yet?
Yeah.
What is it?
Figured out what the bit will be. I can't tell you.
She's prepared.
Because it will ruin the bit. But I'm gonna tell you this, it's not smart.
Damn. Amber Ruffin, if you get canceled before your season 3 starts, I will be so mad.
By the way, congratulations on season 2. That's also equally exciting as being nominated for an Emmy. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. I can't believe we got to do like 2 episodes, much less a second season.
Well, I'm kind of jealous of you because you get an audience. She gets an audience.
Yeah, I mean, this show, I feel like, look at this.
It changes the whole dynamic, doesn't it?
Okay, Amber, I know you're not going to give us the full details, but give us a little tease. We got some from Cynthia Erivo yesterday about what she was wearing. She gave us a lot of details, actually.
About what she was going to wear to the
Emmys. What are you wearing? Emmys? What are you planning? Give us a color. Give us a texture. Give us a theme. Give us a something.
Thank you for asking, because this is what I do every year.
Okay.
Okay, so I land in L.A., and then I go to my favorite dress store, and then I buy a dress that day, and then I take it around the corner to the tailor, and then they work on it, and that night I get it. So whatever the dress is, I don't even know what it's going to be.
Did you catch every year that I go to the Emmys? Because I've been nominated a few times.
But honestly, I feel like that is always how you get the best dress, when you are not stressed. There's not 12 fittings. You're not going back and forth.
Yes.
It's the effortless dressing, and it reads. So I cannot wait now to see what you're going to wear.
I don't see how people can pick out a dress and then, like, it just sits in your closet for months. I want that fresh excitement. I want a fresh, brand new love.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. Smart.
You know, Amber, you and I are spirit animals, and we're, you know, conjoined twins that were separated because I heard that you have a dance party every day before the show. And I do.
Every day.
I have a DJ going. I'm really playing the tune.
There's always a song for
There's
Justin.
Always a song.
Always.
I want to know, what's your go-to playlist or era of music?
Thank you for asking. I would have to say it is the early 90s. Because I'm of a certain age. I mean, but we are like friggin', we're listening to like Belle Biv DeVoe.
The best.
Yes.
The latest we might get is a like Nelly, not Furtado, Nelly.
Yes.
Clarify it.
I love how Steve Harvey was like, no one talked to me before the show. And at Amber Ruffin's show, it's like, no one go past 97 on this playlist. I want to work there.
I feel like that's how you get the energy up. I feel like we all need to have a dance party. We tried the What You're Grateful For, and then we all just got too sour for that.
Yeah, you know, we're all sour.
Okay,
here.
But Amber, seriously, you were a writer for Seth Meyers' show, and he is an EP on your show now, which is unbelievable. I love that. Mm-hmm. What is the best piece of advice he has given you?
I'm still a writer on Late Night Seth. There I'm writing a sketch right now.
Two checks.
Okay, two checks.
The best advice Seth Meyers gave me is he would say, you know, at SNL, we had to wait a full week to have another show, or sometimes there would be a hiatus, so we would have to wait weeks until we could redeem ourselves if we felt like we had a bad show. But here in Late Night, you get to redeem yourself every single day. Mm. So whenever you feel like you've had a bad day, leave it. You have a million other chances behind it. And I do think that's like liberating, and it really causes some very bad behavior.
Sets you free. I feel like that's good advice for us.
It definitely sets
you free. I definitely stew on a bad day all the time.
I let them go. I have short-term memory loss.
Yeah, but you're also well-adjusted. I'm not.
You guys, Amber's Wi-Fi is going out. Obviously, there's not that much money there, but the margaritas were good, and so were the last. Amber, thank you so
thank
much.
You
we
so
love
much.
You.
Congratulations again on everything.
I love you so bad. Chug that margarita for me now.
Oh, my God. And I'm coming into your audience, girl. Let me know.
Yes.
I'm going to come. We're going to come.
Come on. I got space for you.
Good.
You guys, Amber is teaming up with the CDC. She's done a webisode to bring awareness to Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month. And you can catch the Amber Ruffin Show on Peacock. Mm. If you don't have it yet, just scan that QR code. I'm telling you, season one will give you life, and season two will bring you back down. Amber, thank you for being here. Good luck on Sunday. After the break, Kristen Bell plus Reba McEntire trapped and rescued in Oklahoma. The scary details next. We almost lost Reba.
We can't. Reba. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time for the Hollywood Minute. America's Got Talent announced their season 16 winner last night, and the top two came down to teen aerialist Aiden Bryant and magician Dustin Tavella.
The winner of the $1 million and the star of the headline show in Las Vegas is Dustin Tavella!
Reba McEntire is thanking police and fire departments in Atoka, Oklahoma, after she and her team were trapped inside a historic building when a staircase collapsed. Reba posted that no one was seriously injured during the incident, and she and her team were safely evacuated. And Ann Anstead wants everyone to know that he and his girlfriend Renee Zellweger are still going strong. Ant posted this picture of the couple to his Instagram. The two have been dating since June of this year when Renee appeared on Ant's show, Celebrity IOU Joyride. And that's your Hollywood Minute. Now, Kristen Bell has obviously earned some cool points with her daughters for starring in Frozen, but mom's got something new up her sleeve. She's giving us a look at Do-Re-Mi.
Good evening, everybody.
Shake, 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 shake.
Look, they've only seen the animatics, which is the early stages of the animation. I will say, I practically had to pry this guitar out of her cold, dead hand this morning to get it in the shot. My daughter, my six-year-old, opened this box before I did, which was not the plan. So they've been all around town.
That support for Do-Re-Mi from Kristen's daughters is huge because they can be tough critics.
It is very natural for a child's development to just think everything your parents do is dorky. So they like Frozen, but they do not want to hear about the fact that I'm in it. And so I'm curious to see if they will, like, love the show, but, like, not approve of my character so much.
Please.
Rocket.
Kristen plays me, and her real-life BFF, Jackie Tone, is Ray.
That's the coolest thing about this, is getting to work with your friends where there's a real trust factor. It's why I work with my husband so often.
Oh, yeah, we really have such a shorthand. We don't have to explain too much to each other. It's just there's a trust and a shorthand that's just like, here's why this works, here's why it doesn't, move on. If I can make it happen for you, I will. If not, I love you.
What are lyrics again?
The words in a song.
They're both executive producers on the show that comes out Friday on Amazon Prime Video. And get ready to hear both of them sing their hearts out, teaching preschoolers some valuable lessons. So which job does Kristen love the most?
I'm gonna go with singing first, producing second, and acting third.
Learning!
I know, that's where my life has fallen into because, again, like, the whole point of making this show was to bring music education to kids in a really sneaky way. Fuse an emotional lesson in a kid's show with a music theory lesson, and the kids just come out better.
Really?
Yep. Need a fall home makeover? Then stick around because we've got big savings on everything you have got to have, like this blanket. So soft.
It's
so luxurious. So inexpensive.
How do I not have a blanket?
In today's Deals for Real, get ready to fall in love with your new fall decor. Lifestyle expert Brandy Malloy is back to break it all down.
Hi, Justin.
Welcome.
Well, you look cozy and ready for fall with that blanket.
By the way, literally so cozy, so nice, and I'm so happy you're here because I love to change up my decor from season to season.
And you're ready for pumpkin spice season.
I'm ready for warm is what I'm ready for.
Okay, well, we're gonna give you a nice home cozy makeover with just a few staple pieces. Just give that QR code a click to take advantage of all these exclusive deals, and I'm gonna start with one of the easiest and most affordable ways you can give your home a new vibe for fall. These are scented candles from the Little Market, and you can choose from some of the most delicious scents like pumpkin pie, apple cider, and pie crust. They smell so good.
The pie crust is everything. It really is so good.
The apple, you gotta smell this one. They're a coconut soy blend, and the simple modern design will match any room in your house. You can also pick and choose these cute little labels right here. And what I also love about Little Market is they are a fair trade nonprofit shop, so every purchase goes to a good cause. You're getting 20% off today, so go ahead and buy a candle for every room.
Oh, this is amazing.
I love that. Another easy and chic way to decorate for the change in season, add a pop of pumpkin or even a skull to your space. I love decorating for fall and for Halloween. Justin, I'm sure you're the same. But these aren't your average, like, cheesy Halloween decorations. These are beautifully elegant pumpkins and skulls from Joanna Buchanan that are made from Cappy's shell.
Oh, my God, wait. This
Isn't
is
that nice?
Phenomenal.
It's and what I also a little more elevated.
Yes, and what I love about this, too, Halloween to Thanksgiving. You just keep it going with that shell whole
thing. Super versatile. And honestly, I mean, I would keep the skull in my home for a long time.
You know what, I love
the edginess. But I love that gorgeous pearlescent white. Gives it a little dimension. We have a great deal for you on these today. 30% off. So you've got to grab them before they're gone. And for me, I love using these indoor and outside, like a little welcome moment.
I have never seen something made out of this material before. And it's as expensive as it looks, is it?
It's beautiful shell. Well, we're giving you 30% off.
So. I'll take it.
Okay, so Justin, I know you're a plant lover.
Yes.
Right? But for the rest of us, that killed almost all of our plants, although I kept my fiddle fig alive this summer, so that's a score.
That's a score.
This is the perfect time to get some new greenery that's never going to die and can be used all year round. These are Eco-Faux Botanicals from Bloomist. They're right over here. I love this company because they've replaced petroleum-based plastics, the kind that really make them look faux and not great, you know, and kind of not cute. They're using upcycled and recycled fabrics that give them a much more natural look. We have the olive and the eucalyptus, the dollar eucalyptus here. They're being shown in these beautiful vases from Bloomist. These are available in the black and off-white, all for 25% off.
Oh, you get the vase as well?
You can get the vase on Bloomist.
Okay. I normally do not like faux plants.
Really? Because you can tell the difference?
I think they look too waxy. These don't look waxy at all. These actually look like they're at that last day before they're about to turn.
Well, it's
the
material.
So they have that realistic look. Yeah, they have that realistic look.
There's beautiful dimension. I mean, I love using these all over my home, in the kitchen, the entryway, the console.
How much
off? It's really great. 30% off? 25% off?
I will take it.
All right, so let's talk about pillows. This is a great way to change up a room without going over budget. I mean, this is one of my clutch go-to hacks every season. Just change out the pillows. This fall, it's all about earthy, neutral tones, lots of texture, and Anaya has really come through with their new fall collection. These are hand-woven, textured pillows. I love that they're in taupe. These are handcrafted by artisans in India. They can mix and match perfectly with that hand-quilted striped pillow right over there.
That's great.
They're soft and cozy. And I think if you really get a nice feel for them, I mean, you can get handsy with it. This is a luxurious high-end down alternative. So it gives it like that memory foam feeling. So you get that perfect little karate chop that I like to do before guests are coming. I'm like, come on, kids. Select the pillows. And I love the color. They're super versatile. They're timeless. Even though these are on trend for fall, you're gonna use these all year round. I like to hit it with just a little color throughout the year.
Yes.
But these should really be your foundation pieces when you're planning your living room.
I totally get that.
All right. Okay, so now that we're settled into our sofa with our new pillows, there's nothing like a soft and cozy throw. You're already like snuggled up over there. I love these. These are fantastic. Sunday Citizen is famous for their super soft materials, and this braided pom-pom throw is no exception. These are stylish and thick. They have this snug fabric, which is also breathable because I'm running hot all the time. So I love that they're breathable. They have that texture. You can top them. They have this beautiful like pom-pom. So I love that little detail there. These are 20% off.
Don't sleep on these.
And you can also wear them as a little scarf when you're hosting your favorite show.
I also love to put these outside when I have dinner parties outside so people can just,
wrap
themselves in it.
Up and get cozy. I like to do that with my husband. All right, so who's ready for a power nap? But not before you scan that QR code to grab all these exclusive deals right now. You can also sign up for the newsletter to get a first look at all the products we just showed you, or head to eonline.com/shop. And just so you know, E makes a commission for sales made through the site.
Thank you, Brandy. I am dying. After the break, one celeb shapewear disaster and who just wiped out on a hoverboard, the wild mistakes the stars have made next. This thing is amazing.
I know. When I walk in the spot, this is what I see.
I'm sexy and I know it.
It's been 10 years since LMFAO released Sexy and I Know It and reminded us to look at that body. Yes.
Wow.
I feel so bad that they broke up.
How was this 10 years? Whatever.
No, they're still going.
They're not going.
They're performing that song somewhere in Mexico, guaranteed.
Not at Tijuana. Oh no, not in TJ.
She's like, I've been there, so I got that.
You guys, we love it when our favorite celebs remind us that they're human and make mistakes like everybody else. Are you ready to play Whoops, They Did It Again?
Yes.
Celebrity number one.
Mine doesn't work.
Yours works.
Yes, it does.
Which celeb forgot to take the price tag off their Dolce & Gabbana cape and probably fired half their team?
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez, everybody.
Wow. You didn't even belly button.
That is hard. That's
Which celebrity found himself in a Freaky Friday situation when his billboard was accidentally washed up with a shapewear ad recently? This single once modeled for Calvin Klein.
Justin Bieber?
It's Justin Bieber.
Wow.
I live across the street from my billboard.
Today.
I shine when the show's
That's
ending.
That's hilarious.
All right, third celebrity. Which celeb accidentally broke her Grammy statue in half during her acceptance speech? Hint, she's been romantically linked to LeBron James's.
Adele.
Who's that?
Adele.
Let's see. Is it Adele?
Yeah.
It's Adele. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. That video was going to take long. All right. Who posted a video of himself playing on a hoverboard and bit it?
Is it Mike Tyson?
Let's see. Is it Mike Tyson? Morgan, want to take a guess?
Hoverboards are not for me. I don't know.
Mike Tyson!
Woo!
Damn, that looked like it hurt.
Yeah, that's why you don't hoverboard.
Ooh, Mike, if you need some help, call Tom. He just got a hit. He can tell you all about it. You guys, it is time for us to go set that DVR because tomorrow is going to be huge. We're hanging out with Matt James, Milo Ventimiglia, the cast of Bridgerton, and so much more. And don't forget to check out Nightly Pop at 11:30 and check out The Rundown anytime. Thank you, guys.